Emma wanted me to do a boo because a few important things have happened in the past few days. Number one, we found out that this car does indeed have working air conditioning. There's a knob that you don't flick or push or anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it was in a Spanish menu.
Okay, it was in a Spanish menu. But there's one of our knobs that you can push as opposed to just twist.
And that hit the menu button.
Okay, that hit the menu button, right? Now we've driven.
In Spain would have had the air conditioning off?
Yeah, the air conditioning was off. Now that was a bit of a pain, I have to say.
So, and it told you, it looked like it was on, but on like an eco setting, but it was just pushing out warmer.
Yeah, so
at
on.
Like 15 degrees.
So on Saturday morning we did about 400 kilometres, just under 400 kilometres.
388
kilometres. From Peñíscola down to.
They live in the middle of nowhere. It's near Murcia.
Yeah, near Murcia. I think they call it. So we found the air conditioning after doing all of that travelling. Believe me, the car was.
We were dreading the coming home. That way.
Yeah, the car was like driving in the middle of the sun, and we were both about as dry as Gandhi's flip flop. So,
About the child, she was baked.
Oh, the child wasn't dry at all, she was sitting in her own sweat. A big puddle of it, actually. Which is horrible for the poor baby.
She was really good, though.
Yeah, she was really good, yeah. It just took us over 4 hours to get to where we wanted to go. Today.
We stopped,
but it took us 4 hours to get here. So today we set off back on the return trip. Now, first of all, I should have audio booed this because you are never going to believe or understand the storm we just drove through.
I was too afraid to get out of phone or in anything.
I have to say, I was too afraid as well. I
normally think of a camera or a camcorder or something, but that didn't even enter my mind. It was like, oh my god, are we going to get off this road ever?
Yeah, now when we got through it, I was saying to Emma, to be honest, I was only thinking of one thing, and that is, if that windscreen breaks, how are we going to keep ourselves and the baby and all that kind of thing sheltered?
The hailstones were nearly as big as golf balls.
They were. I actually got out of the car when the baby was kind of getting a bit irritable and needed to be changed and stuff. I got out of the car and I checked it for dints, because seriously, if you're on the motorway and a stone hits your windscreen at that noise or velocity or speed, it will cause a crack. I can't understand how we didn't get a crack in our windscreen after all that.
I don't know whether there's any little chips in it now. I'd have to do a good check, but it's still a bit dirty. Need to wash.
Unbelievable. You seriously can't understand the kind of storm this was. I've never been anything near it.
And like, Irish, we're used to storms.
Yeah. There was forked lightning, Emma was saying.
There
was obviously
loads
of other lightning as well, you know, sheet lightning and all that kind of crap. We were up a mountain at the time, and we just seemed to have driven right through the centre of the storm. Now, a lot of trucks passed us.
No, they were going with us.
Oh, were they going with us?
No, they didn't overtake us.
No, they were passing us in either direction.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they were trucks, weren't they? They were big, feckin' noisy yokes. They were going very slow. We were going very slow.
Crawling.
It was... Now, I'm not one for getting frightened or spooked easily, but I'm telling you one thing. That was kind of frightening. So, yes, okay, anyway. To the next piece of amazingly fantastic news. After 600 kilometres now, because we're halfway there,
and we did obviously nearly 400 on the way up.
Yeah, so about 600 kilometers so far, and Emma finds cruise control, and she makes this sound when she finds it. Yeah, there are 2 feet hitting the ground. She's so happy.
Keep right onto east 50.
That's a GPS there, telling us where to go. She's so happy that she did a dance when she found the cruise control. Because it's kind of hard, you know, it must be hard on our poor feet there, you know, she's...
It kind of cramps around your foot and ankle when you're driving for so many hours.
Yeah. I'll have to take your word for that.
You're not allowed to drive.
I'm not allowed to drive, yeah, she says. It's nice to have the cruise control. You can take your foot off the accelerator and it'll keep your speed up. So your feet then can move around and it's much more comfortable to drive. What I'm told. So that is our fantastic news. We had a few really nice days there. Not weather days. The weather has been fantastic since we got here, excluding the storm we've just driven through. 47 kilometers on East 15. We've had a few fantastic days just because of the people we were with and the locations we went
you
to.
Took
and
the sister in swimming pool.
I literally flung my sister into a swimming pool. It was great fun. She's staying in the place that we went to visit. She's working there at the moment. And she was kind of going, "Oh, it's cold, I'm not getting in." So I helped her to get in. It was fantastic. The shriek was brilliant. Oh, it really was fantastic. And it wasn't that cold even. I don't know what. Anyway. I will leave us all there. Any last words of wisdom?
I don't think so.
Nothing about cruise control?
Bart's Grayson. We're not in cruise control at all because we're changing lanes.
Oh, how did you do that then?
I just took my foot off.
You're fucking crazy, you know that? Anything about air conditioning you'd like to share with the audience?
Air conditioning is the best invention ever and you should shoot the person who turned it off in Spain.
Seriously, folks, you won't understand how happy I was yesterday when we figured out that on the drive home we would have air conditioning.
Because it meant we were much freer to come back whenever we wanted because we'd left on Saturday very early in the morning and we did a lot of the driving before the heat kind of got too hot.
We left our apartment at the apartment that we're renting. We left our apartment at 7 a.m.
Can I have the sunglasses?
Oh, you can, yeah. I left our apartment at 7 a.m. to try and beat, not the traffic, because they're all, you know, motorways that we're driving through. So it wasn't the traffic we're trying to beat. We're trying to beat the hottest part of the day, because we didn't want to be baked in the car. Now, as it happened, we arrived there around 12:30. So the hottest part of the day had started, but it hadn't. And you know, we weren't driving through it.
We weren't getting into a car that had been baking for 4 or 5 hours before we got into it.
Yeah,
not
so
able to cool it down.
Yeah, so I think that was the best thing to do then, but we didn't have to worry so much about when we were travelling today because we knew the air conditioner. Anyway, that is my last thing to say. Emma has no more wise words of wisdom. I believe Maeve has gone asleep in the back seat. You heard her going wah for a minute. That was her fighting the going asleep. She tends to have a bit of a dispute with sleep before she finally surrenders to it. Okay, have fun. Thanks for listening, and I have no idea when I'm going to upload this. Bye.